This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely, and really do like it when you guys join us. You get on my case, your case, somebody's case. Really don't care whose case you get on. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And really, be part of the conversation. Because when you're part of the conversation, you're hearing other people's viewpoints. There's two or three different ways to approach this. And it's okay. I mean, look, I'm the guy in the gap. It's okay. I don't mind. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I talk about, left talks about equality for all, but do they really mean equality for all? Or maybe just for the people they agree with? What do you think? It's kind of where my head's at anyway. The movie Unplanned, I know, we've been off and on that all night long. I'm not giving it up anytime soon, so get over it. When they were trying to get their message out to other networks, and they weren't allowed to. So TV networks, the ABC, D, EFG, HIG, K, and all that, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, HGTV, all of them refused to run ads for them. I wonder why that is. See, I've always said the same thing. If you have the product, if you feel like you have the truth, if you feel like everything's in your favor, then what's the big whoop? You got nothing to worry about. People are going to see that movie. They're going to see right through it. It won't be a problem. It seems that the same blackballing efforts that plagued Gosnell are beginning to plague the anti-Planned Parenthood movie. You remember the movie Gosnell? We talked about it. We had people on. We did a whole bunch of stuff with that. And it was hard. It was hard getting the information out there. But you look at Unplanned. Now, according to the Hollywood Reporter, TV networks are now refusing to run ads for the PureFlix movie that received a wide theatrical release on Friday, and it did very well. And if you were in any one of the theaters where it was playing, nobody got up, walked out swearing and screaming or anything else. If you watched what was taking place, people loved it. There were applause, there were gasps, there was crying, there was laughing. Everything you want from a movie. Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, HDTV, and other cable networks other than Fox's completely blocked Unplanned. No trailers, no commercials. So much of that whole quality thing, getting the message out everywhere, isn't it? If you haven't seen a commercial for Unplanned, an anti-abortion movie critical of Planned Parenthood, it isn't for lack of trying. We have the same problem, right? I mean, with social media, the guys on the right, we have the same exact issue. We can't get the message because they won't let us get it out. And it's terrible. And again, I'm going to just keep saying it. If you got the right product, what's the problem? Are you afraid you're going to see something in a movie that will change their minds? Is there anything in the movie from... That's why I would love to have them on the show. Because those are the questions I would ask them. Is there anything in the movie that doesn't actually happen in an abortion? And if so, what is it? You know, let me know for real. What is it? And I think that's exactly it. They don't want you to know the truth. That's really what it boils down to. Then they got to explain why it's not as bad as you say it is, or as they say it is. You guys keep sending me Uncle Joe stuff. Stop. I've seen him touch people. Just stop. Anyway. Wow. I don't know if this is true. You should check this out, maybe. Have you seen this? It's been reported Chicago police found on Jesse's phone records that just before the attack, he was in contact with Booker and his aunt, Kamala Harris. It's being said that it's been orchestrated from the top, tried to start a race war, and it fails. You know, think about what he did, and that could have started a race war. For all intents and purposes, right? No, come on. Could have started a race war, especially with the props that he was using, right? Anyway, back to, I don't know how that happens, but I don't really care. Now, if you think about it, with all the money that Disney spent on Dumbo, I mean, they've got the backing, they've got the commercials, they've got the budget to push that movie, but hey, unplanned beat it. And I, you know what? Good. But they don't care, you know, right in their face, they don't seem to care. Now, remember, PureFlix is the distributor behind the box office hit God's Not Dead, other movies aimed at Christians. You know, the Christian market has been growing like crazy. The one thing that bothered me is one of the guys introducing the movie the other day said, you know how Christian movies are. They can be pretty bad at times, you know, and the quality isn't as good as a regular movie. Yeah, no kidding. But most people, they're not looking. A movie like this is not to see what the blow 'em up, the bang bang, all that other stuff. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Looks like after the break, we actually may be able to find Mark Anthony. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few more minutes. Wow. And he'll be on with us, I promise.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Happy music. Gotta have happy music. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, please, seriously, be part of the conversation. I mean, the way you find out how other people come at things, the way you find out about maybe different points of view, that might sway you, might not, might solidify you in what you already believe. But you gotta listen to other people. If it does nothing else, it helps you come at issues where you can actually change somebody's mind. But you got to know what they think first. Anyway, I always have a lot of fun when this guy joins me. Mark Anthony joins me, as he does from time to time. He also guest hosts for me from time to time. He's host of The Patriot and The Preacher. Heard where?
Well, just about everywhere at this point. Actually, no, we are on a break right now. We're going to be coming back in about...
A break? What are you, a Democrat? What do you mean a break? Are you getting paid for the break? That's what I want to know.
Well, come on. You know what's been going on. It was going to TV. You go back and forth. You meet strange people, and then you find the right partner, right?
Strange people. No kidding. Right.
Yeah. I'm with you. Well, every industry has them. So, it's good to be with you, man.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Been hanging out here in D.C., getting to know the labyrinth they call the swamp a little bit better.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're gutsier than I am.
Hotel, I gotta tell you, it's a great play. It's fun. It's fun.
What? No, you know what? I don't want to hang out in D.C. Those are not my people. When I'm there for CPAC, I'm lucky I don't have to hit you up for bail money. You know what I'm saying?
But listen, here's a fact. Everybody that's been to the Trump Hotel in D.C. would agree with this. It's our Mecca. I mean, it's our HQ, whatever you want to call it. When you go in there, you meet some of the greatest people. I mean, really. I mean, I spent about 10 hours there today having meetings back, and, you know, just people will meet each other there. It's a great place to be.
Okay. Listen,
I'm telling you.
I can't totally disagree with you because I don't hang out there. So it's okay. Anyway.
It's a good day. You never know who's going to walk through there. Trust me.
Right. I see
like
the pictures.
Like a smorgasbord of conservatives. Yeah,
I know. Anyway, hey, listen, with all the money you've got, I got to ask you a question. Did you know that the Corleone house is up for sale? Were you aware of that?
You know what, Joe? It's good I'm 3,000 miles away right now as you're trying to infer that I have mafia connections.
You're hanging out. Whoa, wait a minute. You're hanging out at the Trump Hotel, okay? I see the people that are there. I see the ones that are walking by. So I'm just letting you know, they just listed Michael Corleone's house for $1.37 million. I could probably throw in, I don't know, $300-$400. And, you know, maybe we can make something happen.
Oh, you're taking up a collection for my new home. Thank you so much. I was just trying to figure out where I was going to rent a place. And you know what? Let's go do a GoFundMe.
Can you imagine having a party there? I mean, seriously, you want to talk? You would trump the Trump Hotel if we could have a party there.
I would trump the Trump Hotel. At that point, I'd be outlawed. Okay, let's face it. Look.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, let me tell you, the people that walk through there, here's the other thing. Nobody's bitter there, Joe. They're all really successful people. It's amazing.
They're happy people.
Yeah. They're happy.
Yep.
You know what we're happiest about? We were talking last night. It was actually a running joke as, you know, we were with some good friends. Somebody said they saw Adam Schiff walk into the hotel. And it was a joke.
No way.
Because you picture? It was a joke. And everybody looked and said, no way. Would he walk through here? I don't think so. I don't think he'd make it 5 feet. He wouldn't make it far because he has a pencil neck. So he'd probably get his neck snapped.
That's hilarious, though. I can't even imagine. You know what I'm saying? But all right. So I called you originally. Okay. You know, when I talked to you earlier today, I called you about the movie. Unplanned, and I told you though it was
don't
really
let
great.
People know that. Don't make it like we're friends. We don't talk on the cell phone.
No, well, I called you and said, "Listen, you know that money you owe me. You can work it off by coming on the show tonight." I mean, seriously. So
you know, I'm an indentured guest. I keep coming on to pay you off.
That's a good way to put it. I can deal with it. So anyway,
okay, let's go back to the original. Okay, no, sorry.
No,
I'm trying to run the show. Go ahead.
I'm looking at aerial views of the Godfather's home, trying to figure out where I would bury you right after we bought the place, but that's beside the point. I'm sure there's plenty of lumps in that one, you know what I'm saying? the movie this weekend.
There's probably a legend map of all the places. like
you go.
A tour of D.C. right there in the front yard. Yeah.
Well, you know, who's the possible new home of Jimmy Hoffa?
Hoffa?
Right here, right where that lump is.
Could be Hoffa's
right?
resting place.
Oh, God, how do we get off on this?
Yeah,
you got to come back. All right, so
let's go to the real. Okay, let's go back to Earth.
Come back
right.
to the real side.
What?
There you go. So, all right, you know, I've said this four times. You won't shut up long enough for me to get it out. So I went to the theater on Sunday night. One of the local churches actually bought two full cinemas full of seats, so there were over 500 people. Yeah, it was really good. And we got the show got 20 tickets, and you know, we gave them out, gave them away, and brought people as well. And, you know, what I thought was great was, here was one of the things that I noticed. I had, first of all, there were two pastors sitting next to me, or right there in my vicinity that said, you know, man, we've blown it. We really need to get this message out. That was number one. That was really cool to hear them say that.
Yeah.
Number two, though, was the Christians that had already gone. The Christians that were already, not already gone, that had come, but they already believed that abortion was wrong. But the generic mindset that abortion was wrong because God said it's wrong is one thing. When you actually see what it does to people, the process, and the reality behind what Planned Parenthood actually stands for, it's a whole different animal. And that's what they said.
It is.
I have a whole different perspective on this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, you may remember, and I'm only saying this, I'm not quoting me, because I said this because one of the producers said this when I saw the screening. This is what he said. You're not really pro-life until you see this movie. And I think that that's completely right. So I think that fits. And I said to people that you're never going to look at abortion the same way. But I also said, I quoted that man that said that. And I think that there's something that happens when you actually, because we are all so visual now, when you see it, it changes a lot.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. All right. So we're going to go for a quick break because we're both capitalists. And then you're going to let me finish my question in the next break, and we'll get to the movie, how it did this weekend, even though it got virtually no coverage from mainstream anybody, right? We'll be back in a few minutes. Mark Anthony joins me. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless him.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A second woman comes forward to say former vice
Vice President, Democrat Joe Biden, touched her inappropriately. Biden has yet to say he's running for president in 2020, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked about it by reporters on Capitol Hill. She says the accusations don't disqualify him. More now from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The controversy continues to grow even before former Vice President Joe Biden makes it official that he's running for the Democratic nomination for the Oval Office. Now, second woman, Amy Lapos, has come forward saying, like the previous accuser, Nevada Assemblywoman Lucy Flores, the encounter with the 76-year-old was wrong.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, the Dow up 329 points to close at 26,258. The NASDAQ up almost 100 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 33 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
I've got you.
We are back with a 70s flashback when they actually played music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealGeo, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Mark Anthony joins me, host of The Patriot and the Preacher. You know, I still think you should pay preacher first. I mean, God and country.
You know, stop saying that. You keep trying to rename my show. You just told the audience in the last segment that I should buy the quarterly own house.
Look.
You know, cookie, Joe.
It's cookie jar money, Mark. Cookie jar money. You know
yeah. Cookie jar money. Keep going, Joe. I'm coming to your home studio, which is the address.
Yes, you know where mine is. All right, so I just think you want to talk about stuff that God's doing, and it's this movie, which was
let's kind be of, serious. You're right.
Yeah, kind of blocked everywhere, right? I mean, they couldn't get the advertisement out on so-called mainstream media.
No.
And then on top of all of that,
the Hallmark Channel of all places wouldn't play the ad.
What was that all about?
Yeah. You know, just from because of my background, and then my mother was a media buyer. Imagine this: they were calling to spend money and buy airtime, and it was denied because it was controversial. Although there's other movies that you know of, one particular actress that was pitching Planned Parenthood in a movie, and that was okay. But this movie, guys, had to be. Twitter took the movie offline, obviously. We got blocked at our rating, all the things that they did. And the funny part is, though, Joe, I just want the audience to kind of just think about this part, and you know this. The movie was supposed to be released last fall.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in the beginning. Okay. So remember, I said that on stage, and it's really amazing how God does work. It was released at the perfect time. Because of what's going on right now in all the different states and the disgusting debates that are being had. And I think that one of the things this movie does is, because it's a true story, that just about anybody can relate to Abby's state of mind at the time, which she thought all believed the lies that Planned Parenthood, let's face it, has been going and putting out there, Joe, since Roe v. Wade, that this is women's health care and all the other things they say it is and label it, when it really is murder, right?
Right.
And so I think what this movie does is it brings it home for everybody. And you know this, and so people have seen it now, but you and I were in the same audience when it was screened, but it's happening thousands of times every time it's being shown right now, is that it is touching everybody's soul and their heart. And the reaction, as you're talking about the pastors, whether or not some Christians even thought that maybe it's okay in the first trimester. Maybe that's okay. I mean, God would be okay with that. Remember, Jimmy Carter said at one point not long ago that Jesus would be okay with some abortions. So, I mean, this movie is turning everything upside down because it hits you in your heart, right? And you can't help but not be touched.
I cried in D.C. at this movie. I knew it was coming. Yeah. I'd already seen it.
Right.
And I was crying again when it was playing. I'm going, what the heck is wrong with me? Look, I'm leaking.
Yeah. Because, you kind of, I have to say they did such a great job. I mean, they did, you know, you'll agree. The script was perfect and they brought it home. And I just, anybody that hasn't seen it, you've got to go and see this movie. Because I think that while it may be, just think about this, sort of Goliath out there. And we're just, this small little movie, by the way, it was made for, you wouldn't believe, it was made for, much less than you think. Well under $10 million.
Wow.
And it just did that in the box office, guys. It just made back almost everything. But the main thing is that it's opening in more theaters next weekend.
Wow.
See, because that's why everybody was pushing for the opening to be a great thing, because it sets the course and you're able to make projections. And so now that movie's going to touch so many more people. And so you're not left out. If you haven't seen it, please go see it. Because I promise you, you're not going to walk away believing the same things. And maybe, like Joe, like you said, Bud, that maybe you'll just feel as strong as you should have. Maybe you'll just be more passionate, whatever
it may be. I think it's more than, sometimes you need a reinforcement and it's the right thing and you know what you're doing. But I think that, there's, and I don't want to give it away because there's people who haven't seen it yet. I think there's some scenes in there, though, where you say, wow, I didn't realize that that's what they did. I didn't realize that that's what's happening. And again, there's a reality to this that's totally. And I'll tell you, I didn't finish the sentence, but I got to tell you something. A couple of guys that I spoke with who I wanted to come on the show and talk about the movie, two of them told me that their wives had miscarriages. And it was just really tough for them watching one of the scenes, but the guilt of what took place. Because one of the pastors said, look, there's forgiveness. If you think that you did something wrong, it just went through a whole bunch of stuff. And these women felt like there was a pressure relieved, from them.
Right.
So I thought it was really cool.
That is really cool. I mean, that is a good message. Because remember, I asked Abby, and she's talked about it now probably over 1,000 times in all the interviews she's done. But remember, Abby was responsible, after her career was completed at Planned Parenthood, for 22,000 abortions. So imagine there is forgiveness, because she had to receive God's grace right from that to be able to keep going.
Yeah.
Right? So,
I loved her husband's response, though, when she said, how could he forgive me? And he goes, well, he's God. It was really that simple. He's God. Get over yourself.
He's God.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it really was that simple. And, I asked her, funny, because, when I did the interview at my booth at CPAC, I said to her, how close to reality was the movie? And she said, I can't remember the woman's name, the actress. We spent a lot of time together, and she nailed it. She nailed the whole thing. I said, come on, was your husband really that much of a saint? And she goes, yeah, it's terrible, isn't it? He was really that good to me. Like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool, But that movie's got a lot of redemption in it, a lot of understanding. Even if you're not a Christian or a religious person, You know, you look at it, the understanding what's really taking place, the understanding really what's going
right.
on. And frankly, if you're not mad about anything else, you should be mad about the fact that Planned Parenthood has sold you a bill of goods that isn't true. They are a large corporation, a large business that is looking to make money no matter what they tell you, right?
Absolutely. That's right. And there's a scene where she talks about revenue streams. So
I know.
And they talk about it quite a bit. And you remember that scene. So, yes, they're a business and their main, you know, but let's not kid ourselves, the mammogram line and all the other stuff that they use, they are there to perform abortions.
Yeah.
And that's their business. It is their high-margin business, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, when you look at their numbers, over 85% of their money comes from one thing and one thing only. And you can't
mm-hmm.
you can't ignore it. You can't deny it. Right?
Right. And that's, you know, when you have, let me, you know, how many movies does Planned Parenthood make a press release on? Do you know that today it looks like the Unplanned Twitter handle has more followers than Planned Parenthood?
I know, I saw that. But, and that's the other thing
that's
we need
all,
to talk
that's
about.
True.
Did you keep up with the fact that, you know, what happened? The Twitter page went down or was temporarily suspended. And then it was quote unquote fixed, right?
Yeah.
And then it came back
yeah.
around, and they had close to, what was it, 100,000 followers, and then it came back and it dropped down. It's just crazy what they were doing to them, isn't it?
It is in every way, and that's, you know, somebody just said all these roadblocks. You know, nobody is surprised that they went to great lengths, Twitter, Facebook, all the social media that is run by the liberal left, and then just media in general. They ignored this movie. The only time they covered it was when it got the R rating, and then they called it a anti-abortion movie. That's really not what it is, and that's another thing the media's been doing again is covering for Planned Parenthood because they're trying to make it look like this is a personal attack, but the cool part, and we've talked about this a lot, the cool part is this is a completely true story, and that's the best part.
Not according to Planned Parenthood, but we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Vecini, your host, always fun to have you with me. Not going far, not letting him out of the chair. Mark Anthony joins us after the break.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You got to be part of the conversation. You really do. Because, you know, you just never know what can come up. But let's get rolling here. Let me give him my proper introduction. I'd like you all to join my friend, me and my friend here, Mark Anthony. He's the host of the show.
Oh my God! Okay, so
I've
never had an intro like that. That was
Patriot
really good.
I'm and the preacher
back at Jimmy's.
And if you don't like the show, Uncle Louie will come over and have a little conversation with you. You know what I'm saying? We have a little talk over in the corner.
Of course.
I thought it'd be good to play that, you know, in light of the new home you just bought and the party you're going to throw. And
it is going to be a story tomorrow morning that somehow I have purchased that home, moving in there with the La Familia.
That's right. La Familia.
You're spreading fake news, Joe. It's not good.
Oh, hey.
I'm going to have to wipe you out.
Send it over to what is that? What is that? Huffington Post. They love stuff like this, right?
They do. Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
So, you know, listen, you think you got it bad? Can you imagine the stories that are come out tomorrow about the friends that I keep? Right? Yes. Joe Messina, the school board member, is a close friend with...
People should be concerned that you're on the school board. I have to be honest.
Has close monetary ties to the Corleone family. It's a movie, stupid!
You started this.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you started this. Now, there's going to be fake news out there.
Oh, it's great.
And life is about to... People are going to call me, are you buying that house, Mark? No, Joe thinks I am, but I'm not. So...
No, you're a couple hundred dollars shy. I tried to give you the money, but you wouldn't take it.
You were going to take a collection up.
There you go.
Father Tony's going to take up a collection at the local church for us.
Yeah, but we don't do collections like that. Our collections, we don't do a GoFundMe. We come by. We'll come by.
That's right. It's called protection money.
So, hey.
Okay, I think I just... Go ahead.
Speaking of protection money, and look at Robert Mueller, right? We're back with him again. This is like the rash. I was going to, but I'm trying to get us back on track. Okay, so people don't see something to listen to the Godfather Hour or something like that. You know,
right.
I spent the last 10 years telling people that just because I'm Italian doesn't mean I'm associated with the mafia. And in less than 20 minutes, I have flushed that whole thing into the toilet. You know what I'm saying? So, Let's bring Russia.
You just perpetuated, but
let's move
so
it to the Russian mafia. What do you think?
Mueller.
Okay, comrade?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Robert Mueller, he found that Trump campaign didn't conspire with Russia. Now, this is according to the Attorney General. This is according to anybody who's pretty much seen the report or has seen the evidence over the years that this has been going on. Seems like it's been going on for 25
Except
years.
Adam Schiff.
Right? Adam Schiff, who says... he's been saying this for years, a direct connect between Trump and the Russians. Here's what I'm saying. You hate Trump so much. You want to nail him so bad. Put it on the table. CNN, what's that, Rachel Madcow? I mean, she would love
Madcow.
To see this stuff.
Yeah.
Just go to her show, Adam. Put it down on her, and they'll take pictures of it. You won't have to worry, and you can nail the president. We'll wait. Go. Right?
Yeah. Don't anybody hold their breath. There's a reason why her ratings dropped 50% after the report was turned over, and we got that letter from the AG, because there's nothing there. But, you know, I think that they're like the girl that got cheated on. There's a scorned woman, and all they want to do is get that ex back, which is Donald Trump, by the way. And so they're not going to stop at anything. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that... I mean, literally, they're now saying, remember, they couldn't wait for this report. It was D-Day. They were going to take the hill. It was over. And Trump was going to do the perp walk, right, Joe? He was coming. So was Don Jr. Ivanka was right behind him, and Jared, and that meeting with that Russian lawyer that they keep going back to, that nothing happened. They were so convinced, just like on election night. It's the same thing, except they're reliving it. And they have PTSD, Trump derangement syndrome. It's so many different diagnoses going on at the same time. These people are not going to stop. Doesn't matter.
Like, I know he's going to ask me to the prom. I know he's going to ask me to the prom. He's going with so-and-so? Really? I mean, it's kind of like that thing. It's just they're going out of their minds with this. And it's kind of like every time they try to nail him, they get nailed themselves, frankly.
I know. It's almost like he just bounces off them and goes back to them. Whatever they say, we know they're guilty of. They are so terrible. You know that clip of Adam Schiff thinking he's talking to some Russian agent that has information about Trump being naked? And he's salivating on the phone. He thinks he's got everything on him. And every time, when you hear them talk about what Knapp and Manafort and the whole story, Roger Stone and Jerome Corsi, they cooked this all up. They made it all up. But the fact is that everything they're saying is going back to Hillary Clinton, which is why everybody's scurrying right now, because I have a prediction to make, Joe. I think that a lot of bad people are about to go down.
Well, look at Obama's missing, right? Missing in action. He's hiding in the cave in Sicily. Right? You don't have much coming out from Hillary. You got a lot of people that have got quiet all of a sudden, with the exception of, what's his name, the old AG there, and he's kind of kicking it up a little bit. But the reality is he's got nothing, and I think you're right. I think we're going to see indictments come down here eventually. I'm not going to say shortly, but eventually.
I agree. I think because now this whole cloud that they had for 2.5 years is gone. And now the right questions to ask, as Lindsey Graham said, is how did this happen? Who was directing this? How was it that out of the, you have John McCain and the DNC and Hillary Clinton, all with their funding this dossier, got cooked up with the Ukrainians and the Russians? They are all guilty of sedition and treason, every one of them. And then to Barack Obama, we all believe, and we have reason to believe, from text from Andy McCain to his lover, that the POTUS wanted to know everything, Joe. And that means including what was going on with spying on the candidate, the president-elect, and the president. He does know everything.
I just got a text message from somebody who says, let me see. I heard that Schiff had sexual harassment claims from 4 different guys, including a 12-year-old boy that he settled with our tax money fund, not much more than that. So I'm going to check these out.
Interesting.
Well, listen, there's been rumors going around for a long time that he is, we'll say bisexual, if you would, and that he has been playing around. This is going to come out wrong. I wouldn't love to see that this is true, but I would love the truth to come out about Adam Schiff as well. Do you know what I mean?
I agree. But because there's something very strange about him. I mean, just all together, those little beady eyes. And he's just, I think. I mean, it's like, Adam, what's wrong with you? And how did you get elected with those? You make me like, so there's something wrong with this man who, I mean, he was so indignant. We've all seen the clip of when he got called out by his colleagues and he starts talking to us about integrity and ethics of all people in the world besides Hillary Clinton and the rest of the DNC crowd. Him lecturing us about ethics and integrity and morality, are you kidding me? This guy has been peddling something as chairman of the Intelligence Committee that is absolutely categorically untrue. There's no shred of evidence, and this guy's been walking around and being interviewed by CNN and anybody else that'll put a camera in front of him, saying that the president is guilty of it, assuring the American people that even though Mueller doesn't, even if he doesn't say anything, that Adam Schiff personally knows that the president is guilty of something. And so that man shouldn't even be walking around the halls of Congress, Joe. He really shouldn't.
But again, you saw it happen with Comey and a few others, and now you've got it happen with Mueller. These guys were going to stop Congress, stop government dead in its tracks to pass a law, to pass anything that would protect Mueller, and now they want him in because he's obviously been bought off or he's lying or something along those lines. And even as recent as today, I heard that, well, because Mueller didn't say in the report anywhere that he is clearing the president specifically of collusion with Russia, then maybe it isn't so. And I'm thinking, okay, you know what, you guys? You're just nuts.
They're going to sit there and mince, they're going to do wordsmithing to make themselves feel better. That's what they're really good at. So they'll take something, a half-truth, put some word in front of it to make it seem more credible or the opposite of. But in the end, they're just playing games in their head, which is the problem because they're not all there.
We got to go. Always fun having you on with me, Mark. And we'll have you back
soon.
Joe. And you have fun. You be careful. You don't want to get caught with one of those pink-hatted people. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Take down the number. A lot more good programming going on in your station. You've been listening to The Real Side.